Hi, this is Dr. Tedder Victanian, Marcus Long. Marcus Long's friend here today for an independent medical examination. She complains of lumbar spine and left leg pain. This is a 52-year-old dominant male plumber who was employed at Bayshore Plumbing on 42612. While digging for about 2 hours, he stopped, got a drink, and went over to see what one of the other plumbers were doing, and was placed in a awkward position digging, and stepped in a ditch with right foot and leaned over to get shovel and made two, and this caused two pops in his lower back. He stated he could not move, he had intractable pain that went down his left leg and back up. This happened on 42612. He had immediate spasm, numbness, and tingling. So, Dr. Todd Cielo, C-I-E-L-O, chiropractor, Dr. Jonathan Paul, neurosurgeon, said therapy, chiropractic care, avoid time of accident. He did lose time from the accident. He did try to return to work, but was relieved of his duties. He's had back, he says he's had back problems in the past, has been treated by Dr. Cielo. A pain diagram that marks his lower back and pain down his left lower extremity. Past medical history of skin cancer and COPD. Past medical history of past surgical history, resection of skin cancerous lesions, herniography, vasectomy, past surgical social history, negative smoking, negative alcohol medication, Advair, Vicodin, Flexeril, Percocet, Omeprazole, penicillin, family history, non-contributory, fewer systems, nice sweats and fever, swollen, pain for feet, muscle pain and cramps, stiffness, swollen joint, joint pain, trouble walking, ear muscle pain in the ears, shortness of breath, cough, lesion, coughing blood, frequent headaches, numbness and tingling, eye disease, nausea and vomiting, antibiotic allergies. Physical examination. Patient walks into our clinic. This is a 52-year-old, 6'1", 250-pound male, BMI 32.98. He walks in our office in a bent over gait pattern at the lumbar at the gait pattern. Physical examination. He has great difficulty getting on and off the treatment bed. He can stand on his toes, stand on his heels. He can, with slightly flexed knees, he can touch his toes. Extension of the back is 20 degrees left and right. Tilt 20 degrees. Straight leg raise, supine position is negative. Hip flexion is 505 degrees. Hip abduction is 505 degrees. Extension is 505 strength. Ankle dorsiflexion is 505 strength. These are all bilaterally. Ankle plantar flexion is 505 strength. EHL is 505 strength. Patellar reflex 2 plus symmetric. Achilles reflex 2 plus symmetric. Has occasional numbness of left foot. Has tenderness, extreme tenderness of palpations, central lumbar paraspinal region, center second iliac joint, increased tautness of palpation, numbness in the anterior thigh and groin area, global tenderness of lumbar spine and hamstring tightness. All other musculoskeletal reasons were within normal limits were not examined. X-rays show severe lumbar spondylosis with loss of normal lumbar curve. With loss of normal lumbar lordosis. MRI. As read by Dr. Ashley Mayru, shows significant multi-level bulges of spondylin changes from L2 to L3 down to L5 S1. This height, the bowel ligament of labrum thickening. Question number one. Answer. Patient sustained an aggravation by the ditch digging episode, work episode of 4/26/2012 to his pre-existing lumbar spine. Back history, period. Two. The injury, the mechanism and injury described to me could definitely cause an aggravation to a pre-existing lumbar back history, period. Three, I do not relate arthritis specifically to the lumbar spine as being an entity specifically related to plumbing, but one related to manual labor. The mechanism of injury could an injury to a person who had not had 30 years of manual labor to a lumbar spine. Period. Four, I feel that the days of Mr. Law working as a viable plumber are minimal at the very best. I will feel that if he will gain any meaningful employment in the future, he will need to be retrained or be advanced to be a plumbing instructor. For conservative treatment, and the five answer, for conservative treatment, I feel that Mr. Long has reached maximal medical improvement. Lumbar spinal surgical decompression, as recommended by Dr. Hall, could provide some relief. Answer for number five, has Marcus Long reached maximum medical improvement? Yes. I will give him an impairment rating of 5% to the body of whole for his lumbar spine. Six, answer. Continue. Thank you.